just love the overuse of drums on this. Wait, listen.
It sounds like porno.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're starting lineup for the Hijinks and Sue podcast post show. Playing at guard. 6'2 from Little Elm.
6'2? 5'11.
I don't know. Whatever.
No. He's taking into account your big head.
Oh, okay. My hair.
It's the whoosh.
Yeah, the whoosh is 6'2.
Point guard from the Philippines.
Ace. Josh is a tight end.
Thank you. I'll be here all night.
Thank you.
Try the veal.
Tight end from North Carolina.
Coming in at a staggering 5'7". Josh Jeffcoat.
At 3 bills.
3 bills, 5'4".
And me.
With a third leg, it's Josh. And he has the announcer with the telestrator.
Yeah.
Right here, you can see you've got a 3 bills, really 5'4".
Down here at the end of the table, you'll find the faggot.
Yeah, there's a fucking faggot. I'm going to draw a dude that he's humping. You okay. See?
You have to do your impression now. The one impression that you can do.
What? Harry Carey.
Cubs win.
Cubs win.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
If you were a hot dog, would you eat yourself? I know I would. Cover myself in spice and mustard,
and
relish, and wash it all down with a nice cold Budweiser.
Oh my god!
Anyway, this is post show for podcast Hijinks and Sue number 40. These lists that I have, I haven't even gone over them. They might be dumb, but they might get us to talk about something. We'll see. Number one, 8 most absurd devices. And thank you to Harry Carey for announcing us.
Thank you, Harry Carey.
God, wait.
That's maybe the best intro we've had.
You think the moon's made of cream cheese?
I know I do.
Okay, what are we doing?
This is from the 8 most absurd devices from sci-fi movies. Number one, I actually did not see this whole thing. I turned it off. Is the eyeball scanning device from Sixth Day that reads all your memories with Schwarzenegger.
Is that? Oh, I did see that movie. That was about the clone.
Yeah, I saw
I'm a clone, you are my clone, and I'm the real you, but you are my clone. And the devil.
Clone high.
That's a different movie. Doesn't he fight the devil in a movie?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, that was the year after.
Sixth Day.
This was Sixth Day. But then it was like 13th Warrior or something.
No, it's not 13th Warrior.
No, that was Antonio Banderas.
Yeah, he's somebody foreign.
Say it with an accent.
That's because his name is Antonio Banderas.
You know, that was one of the few funny things that,
Chris Kattan
did that was funny.
The, how you say, yes.
That.
Sure. It's sexy.
He looked nothing.
I know, I was going to say, that's why it was
the best
funny,
part.
Though.
No, the best part about that show was every time he tried to like take off his shirt and all the dudes behind it, it's not sexy! No! That's why it was funny. And no!
Oh no.
You're so sexy! No, senor, no!
Every time Eli talks, I'm going to do that. He's like, so I was like, no, senor, no. It's so sexy!
Dude, seriously? Just remind me next time, I'll bring the trumpet and we can bust out some mariachi in this bitch. We'll fucking play La Cucaracha or something.
Wow. Would you have to get cheap music for it?
Probably. Hey, look, it's actually a melody. It's not chords.
Oh, man. I can do melody on this. I can go crazy. On this thing that doesn't have keys.
You know, why don't you play it on a saxophone and then make fun of me now?
God, I guess I couldn't. Ever.
Right.
My whole embouchure is gone.
Right.
Blown.
No, you're not putting wood in your mouth anymore?
Oh.
Nope. Anyway, 6 days not
if
good
you bite
enough
down
to talk
on
about.
It squeaks.
I hate this list. Number two is the hoverboard from Back to the Future 2.
What? That is
awesome.
The best thing
what
ever.
A shitty list.
I wanted those so bad.
I know. Everybody did.
A guy, an older guy in middle school, convinced me they were real, and the government just wouldn't let us have them.
Wait a minute.
And you know like,
what?
I love that guy for fucking
what?
Does that mean
this sucks?
Does this mean that the Bollywood version is going to have like flying rugs or something?
Yes. Yes. It's about a genie,
but they'll still end up smashing into a giant pile of shit. Although in India, it's probably human.
Yeah, and it's also not a bad thing. Oh my god, that scene in Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh, I was just saying the same thing. That movie was so good.
It was so good.
Point where I knew I was going to love it.
Oh, I almost vomited. I couldn't look. It's so gross.
He was so happy.
That's my pick. Anyway, talk about the hoverboard.
What are you doing?
I dropped a pick.
Why are you digging in your pants?
It fell on me.
Okay.
That doesn't make sense.
Oh, anyway, well. Hoverboard is awesome.
Yeah,
and
this list is
already... Everybody knows, everybody wants one.
This list is already wrong.
Right.
That sucks.
That's wrong.
All right, number three, I guess they're saying things that just couldn't happen. Well, guess what? That's sci-fi. Number three is the cell phone sonar from Batman.
Okay, is that really so impossible? Like, I know it would probably be years from now if it could happen, but it seems like not completely improbable.
They don't really explain what's actually creating the images.
Oh.
Like...
No, they do.
Well, they do not.
Yeah, it's the phone signal.
Yeah, it's all echolocation, it's like exactly literally... how bats... That's the whole point of it. It's something that bats do.
The phone is literally pinging out in its direction, so they use...
And recording the echoes back to get pinpoint distances.
Right, so isn't that possible?
You can create point clouds from every phone.
But the phone itself isn't recording the pingbacks. They would have to change each phone for that to work.
Wait, what?
Sure,
do you mean?
The phone is sending out radio signals. Okay.
And
yes, those signals might be bouncing off of you, me, and Denise and Eli.
Right.
But the phone is not recording that.
The phone has the whole point. It's echolocation. It has to send out a ping, get that back.
Right. I'm talking about when they use every phone in Gotham to make it work.
Right.
The phones, it's not like they changed the phones in every person's hand in Gotham.
No.
Phones don't have echolocation.
God damn it.
They're not, no,
the entire point is that they were using the phones to send out a high broadcast frequency that was too high pitched for that potentially the electronics could actually broadcast at that you can't hear. They're remotely...
Wayne Enterprises isn't T-Mobile or AT&T. They can't change what your phone's doing.
Batman.
They're not using... They're not changing what your phone's doing. They're just using it as a device to push out a signal.
That's changing what your phone's doing.
If you really talk to the phone companies, it's not.
You're believing that the sci-fi works, which fine. But I'm saying, in reality, no fucking way. But it was still a really cool effect.
In reality, you don't think AT&T can't listen on your phone anytime they want?
Isn't that the same thing as hackers being able to steal like your number as you pass by like an overpass when they used to be able to do that?
Well, they can't do it now. Unless they clone my
SIM
card. It's
just a lot harder now, but
it's
still doable.
It's a lot harder now, but it's
still
possible.
Yeah, but no, the point is, at no point in that movie do they explain how they turned every phone in Gotham into a sonar. They just said they did. And then they're reading it. Which, that's cool, fine. It would have taken too long. But... They don't even explain it. Watch it again.
Whatever. Well, it was kind of a retarded plot device that didn't really belong in the movie.
It was more about Morgan Freeman's speech of saying this is too much.
It was more about Morgan Freeman being an amazing badass and always doing everything
in
style.
Kill this motherfucker! Which that was...
Yeah, that was wonderful.
Not even
thank
a redeeming
you.
Quality in
thank,
that
thank
movie.
Thank you, Wanted. I loved that movie. It was silly and stupid.
I would watch that riff tracks.
Maybe.
I'm skipping number four. Number four is Pumpkin Bomb from Spider-Man. I don't even know why that's on the list. He's Green Goblin. He has pumpkin bombs. Okay, number five, there's an argument here.
Uh-oh.
AT-AT.
What?
What?
Hang on.
Okay.
It is badass, yes.
Right.
But think about it. That is a slow-ass motherfucking tank.
That's true.
For the Empire to be using.
Think about it. Something that's meant to go over really rough terrain. Legs are going to beat treads.
Legs, yes. But their design is like...
Okay, now, think about it like this. If that was an object that was created for the new trilogy, it would have, like, 18, like, servo, pneumatic, like, fucking fully flexible elephant trunk limbs.
Yeah.
It would walk like a spider and be retarded.
It
looked awesome. Shut your mouth.
No, I know. I'm just saying that I know why it's on the list. Because
I almost bought the Lego Technics AT-AT because it was huge and... Oh, I should have bought it. Why did I not buy that? Oh, yeah, I didn't have a job.
They did do that in the newer episodes. In the second one, they had the fucking roller things.
Yeah, that was retarded. That shot, like, green rockets for, like, I want to cast magic missile. That's what the new trilogy was.
These actually serve...
Lightning bolt!
...serve a great function in the sense of, like you said, all terrain. Because they show them on indoor. Like, they just crush, like, whatever crazy terrain is there because... If there was, like, a upward angle and they had to use a tracked vehicle to get up of it, this would be easier to do it because they just use their lasers to,
right. Like, deforest. Hoth was, like, a whole bunch of mountains and shit.
Like,
they were just walking
the
area,
and then they could use this to
I'm not surprised it didn't bust
through
the ice.
Magic missile to darkness.
Well, no.
Am I getting drunk? Are there girls there?
Oh, I touched a booby.
What are you talking about?
Magic that, yeah,
how does Denise
it's,
know what that is and you don't?
I totally
what is
that? Know that. It's this little audio clip about. It's like a little comedic.
It's a classic
thing.
Audio clip that keeps resurfacing.
Where are you going?
Yeah, it's about.
What are you doing?
It's like a tabletop gaming.
Pick that up. That's on my wall. And I recycle those anyway.
Yeah, just put it on. Let's pick it up.
What do you recycle for?
For nature and the environment.
What kind of a fucking hippie are you?
He has a baby.
Yeah, I have a child that needs an earth to live on later.
Oh, right. Yeah, I was just going to burn this place when I was done with it.
Number six, Project Genesis Torpedo from Wrath of Khan.
Also awesome.
Also awesome, also that's totally true. Impossible.
Whatever.
I guess that's...
I want to believe.
I guess that that's what this list is about, because so far everything on it's awesome.
I thought this list was going to be like, that was a stupid plot point, that was stupid, and so far most of these have been awesome.
Yeah... It's just a bad list. Number seven is the meteor guns from Last Starfighter.
The meteor gun?
I don't remember
gun.
That.
They no, said, it's the fucking...
Not the Death Blossom. They're saying that at some point they actually shoot meteors out of a cannon. I don't remember that at all, so...
It
whatever.
May have been one of the planetary defense
things. All right, number eight's
number
right.
On Alpha Centauri.
Number eight, the
Shut
core.
The like thing the entire
the
movie?
Well, they say
the
it's
whole
the,
movie.
It's the unobtainium metal that they make the hull out of. Unobtainium! But that whole device, that entire creature.
That entire movie.
I love that in that creature, that ship they build, they're like, nope, this whole compartment's where we keep all the fuel. Jettison it. This whole one's where we keep the food.
Jettison it.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Seen that movie.
Don't. It's terrible.
Everything that was
That's
cool in it was in the trailer, clearly.
Yeah.
And then
they drive to the center of the Earth.
I love that the links that they're going to the center of the Earth, so gravity is clearly going to be fucking weird and pointing in weird directions. They're drilling down. They go to great lengths to explain how the interior of the ship is, like, gyroscopically always upright, so that they can always film people upright, even though they're pointing down the whole time.
Except that the sections are tubular, which cannot rotate inside a tubular shell.
Like, they actually try to... this is what I hate in movies, when they do something completely retarded, but then make an explanation for it. Like, it's totally
you
real!
From suspending disbelief.
Right, yeah. And the thing is that their explanation is so broken, it makes it worse than if they never would have said anything
Here's
to begin
weird,
with.
Here's what's weird, though. There's one part where they say that, like, there's sections of the core that are just nothing. Like, you'll go through...
emptiness.
You'll go through 20 miles of iron... And then there's nothing.
Then there's like a big pocket of just empty air.
Yeah, so like, how do we... Or not air. So like, how do we get through that? And the thing just
falls. It just crashes.
It just falls through like these big empty spaces. And then it, you know, swims through magma. Liquid hot magma.
Liquid magma.
Magma.
Yeah. That whole movie was like asking me to believe things that made me uncomfortable.
Although it did have DJ Qualls in it.
And also had Hilary Swank.
Oh, yeah.
Swizzank.
She
what was the last
the
thing he was in?
String of bad... Aww. She made a whole string of bad movies.
You know, he's a cancer survivor, DJ Qualls. That's why he looks
I'm
like
talking
that.
About Hilary Swank.
Oh. She's a horse teeth survivor.
He's a horse teeth...
She.
He?
She.
He? That's he, the she. Joke I'm making.
Right.
Never mind.
God damn it.
I've seen her vagina. She showed it in her first movie.
Is she
well? Her first big movie.
Is he post-op now?
What are you doing? Shut up!
Stop confusing him. He
You're
doesn't.
Ruining my mind.
It's because of the fucking Boys Don't Cry
he's
movie.
Not, he's not taking.
She
it.
Shows her vag in that movie.
Does she?
Yeah.
Anyway, that movie was.
But in a rape
painful.
Scene, so
oh,
it's not
that's,
sexy.
That's actually awful.
It's not sexy.
I couldn't watch that movie. I walked out of the theater.
Yeah. I saw it. It
what
was
are
a good
we talking?
Movie.
It was,
next,
but I couldn't
no.
watch that scene.
Okay, movies we're looking forward to. 11 geek movies in 2009 that we're looking forward to. Number one is Push. Has anyone seen anything about
Push?
This? Push is like the little like X-Men movie where like people are rounding up people with superpowers.
No,
and the superpowers are, there's pushers, which can put a thought or a memory in your head. There's like the lifters or something that can levitate. And then there's something else. I can't remember.
Who's
but anyway,
it?
The scary little blonde girl. That's
Dakota
smart.
Fanning?
Yes.
Oh, her.
Oh.
Dakota Fanning and some other people. It looks all right. It's like superpowers taken a little bit more seriously than Heroes.
Oh, yeah, I have seen this.
It's
yeah,
actually like Heroes, movie. Maybe with a better plot.
I liked that movie when it was called Unbreakable.
No, because nobody was hunting him.
Okay, we are not having this discussion again.
Number two, obviously Watchmen.
Yes. Oh, my God. 1,000 times yes.
If Fox allows us to do that. If Fox could do anything else to ruin their cred with geeks, it's like they're looking for ways to piss off.
Robert Murdoch, I think, was like...
Rupert?
Or did I call him Robert?
Robert, yeah. Yeah. Rupert.
Yeah. I think he was probably the jock in high school that beat up the nerds, but then was like, I need to do my homework and I can't. And then the nerds were like, okay, we'll do it for you. But then they did everything wrong on purpose and he still failed. That's what's going on right now.
There was a guy on The Daily Show or Colbert last night who's writing a Murdoch biography called, like, The Man That Controls the News or whatever. And it turns out, from this, the guy claims at least from this biography, despite the fact that he's one of the richest men in the world and he controls one of the largest media empires in the world, the only thing he knows about is newspapers. That is it.
That doesn't make sense.
He doesn't care about TV, movies, he doesn't know anything about the internet.
Wow.
He only cares about newspapers.
The one form.
Clearly, he doesn't know anything about TV.
Or the internet. They also bought MySpace.
Oh, yeah, that's so. Right.
Hello? What? What's happening?
And how are Fox... What happened to where Fox and Fox News have the same parent company? How does that... Like, the network that airs, like, Tit Job Island is also the most conservative, like, neo-Nazi news network there is.
Yeah.
It's great.
Tit Job Island?
I don't know. Fucking Titty Fucker Island or whatever.
No, it's
like, well, it's like you cross Survivor and Nip Tuck.
Yeah.
And it's Tit Job Island.
Yeah, whoever
Nip's
wins...
Nip's not in it, though.
Yeah, just Tuck.
God damn it!
It's just Tuck.
It's so stupid!
All right. Number three, X-Men Origins Wolverine.
I am... Okay, you know what?
I'm approaching this with caution.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm lukewarm about
that. Did you hear that they're supposed to also be making a Origins for...
Magneto.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Right. It's going to be like that Young Hannibal movie.
Yeah, it's like when Magneto and Xavier were
eating.
Like friends before
right.
He turns into a cripple and they split ways.
Yeah. Because Magneto can't be friends with cripples.
Is that why they broke up?
There was a lot of stuff about Wolverine.
They're like laying in bed and he's laying in bed.
And he's just, I can't
with
do
the
this
wheelchair.
Anymore.
He's like,
with the wheelchair.
In bed.
On.
This is so awkward. I got to go.
You're going to have to lift my legs
but
if you want to get
under there.
But he
just goes like...
Okay, no, do not say like, that. Did I tell you that story?
Yes, there's a lot of buzz around the Wolverine script that apparently it was terrible. And it's been rewritten like 4 times. And so it suffered from that like
promising.
I've been rewritten too many times syndrome of like, doesn't make sense at the end. Also, it seems like they're trying to throw too many X-Men extras into it just for like nerd bait.
Well, you saw the trailer, right?
Yeah.
You've seen the entirety of Gambit in the movie.
Oh, really? It's like, hey, Gambit, and he's like, hey, Wolverine, later, peace.
Pretty much.
And then the Blob's in it, Emma
that
Frost
sucks.
Is in it.
He was one of my favorite ones.
Gambit?
In a show, anyway.
Is the gayest character on that show.
Mon ami?
Oh,
he
cannot, I loved him.
He had no lines that were not stereotypically French.
I know, it was great.
They're like, hey, you guys want pizza? And he's like, mon ami, share. French stuff, baguette. Like, what?
Crepe?
Yeah,
I don't
funny.
Know. Crepe saucisse. Hors d'oeuvre.
I don't know.
I will have the soup.
He's terrible. For having a really badass power to be like, my deal is I'm stereotypically Cajun. Like, what? And I have a hot pink and blue suit that
whatever.
Has like a
no,
unitard
no. You
neck
can't,
piece.
Whatever.
You, okay, no, 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 no. You're not allowed to bring in like, I wear a totally gay suit because they all wear totally gay suits.
His was one of the most offensive.
I don't know. I don't think
though
you know what you're saying.
When I was 11, though,
yeah.
I loved it.
They have tight spandex, all of them.
Yeah.
So.
You just wanted the bow staff.
Oh, that was good. That was a selling point. That was a
that was just like, I always wanted to be Donatello. Now I want to be Gambit.
I like
whatever.
That.
I don't even know what that
weird.
Means.
That was oddly sexual. That scared me.
I always had a thing for turtles with purple. What?
What?
Purple turtles.
That doesn't make any sense.
No. No, none of that works. Next is Star Trek, which I only think good things about.
Oh, holy Jesus, yes, please. Why is it not already out?
I have such a fantastic nerd boner for that.
Okay, don't say bad things.
Oh, no.
It looks good.
Everything about it, I'm just...
No, I am worried about Eric Bana, because Eric Bana has been like a constant disappointment for a long time.
You know what? About?
He was good in... what's the fucking
that,
one movie?
With Spielberg.
Black Hawk Down.
Yeah, thank what? You.
He,
Black Hawk Down?
God damn it.
Yes, is that what you
Black
said?
Black Hawk Down.
Black Hawk Down.
Down.
Black Hawk Down.
You gotta pay the troll toll.
If you wanna get into this boy's hole. It's soul.
Are you chewing gum?
Unprofessional.
No, he was
You
good.
Don't say stage freeze, just do it.
He was in that Spielberg movie with about Israel. The Olympics.
Oh, he was good in that.
He was really good in that.
That movie was really good.
He's been awesome. Good
Have
in
you
a lot
seen
of
the
movies.
Trailer for the new Liam Neeson movie?
Yes, I still want to watch that, like, right
really
now.
Wait,
good.
Is that the one where, like, Taken? His daughter gets a
yes.
Baby?
Yes.
And
they,
he's, like, an assassin cool. or something?
Like,
oh, so good.
Guess what, guys? I'm a super fucking assassin. I'm gonna kick your ass. And I'm like, oh, God, if that's all there is to this movie, I'm already happy.
Like, yes, Liam Neeson, please quietly kill them.
Yeah, please don't do anything else. Don't try and give me anything else but this.
I don't want explosions. Yeah. I want your slow blade just in their back.
Just give me this. Give me this and I can die.
It looks so good.
Give me back my daughter! Like this.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Kill Mel Gibson.
Yeah, I actually kind of picture it where, like, I'm hoping that it's the type of movie where, like, the guy who's being hunted is, like, about to turn the corner. He's a silhouette of a guy with a gun. And he's like, oh, shit, it's Liam. And he's, like, trying to back up. And as he backs up, Liam's there with, like,
backs
a fucking
his knife.
Yeah.
Sleep.
It's it's the ice pick, and he grabs like around the forehead, and then just stabs the ice pick into the side of the neck, and then just pulls and
just lets go.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah,
go to sleep.
I want
to
sleep.
It's worth it better. Go to sleep.
And then they're playing this music in
the Jimmy Eat World song about dying.
Just lead you in. Sleep.
Go, Liam. Go,
go, boy.
Shut up about the
Master Qui-Gon!
God damn it.
Master Yoda said my balls was full of midichlorians. What's a midichlorian to be?
Shut up, you fucker.
That's Wizard Annie.
I hate you. Always have. I fucking hate you. You're such a cunt. You're such a bloody cunt. Anakin. Anakin, you fuckface. I hate you.
Oh. And then he does it, then he does a river dance.
Hey. Except he's floating in the air and never touches the ground because
right.
he can.
Mm-hmm. And his hair gets longer for no reason.
What? Like during
it
the day?
It just grows. Midichlorians. Boosh. Hair boosh. next is Terminator Salvation.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I want to see that.
They have like a 5-story tall Terminator.
So.
I actually found another list of like They're... anticipated movies, mm-hmm. and it was actually a pretty funny overview of that.
Of Terminator?
Like that. Did you see the movie poster for it?
Yeah, with the face.
Yeah,
oh,
that
man.
Was cool. Yes.
Okay.
Like, they needed to deliver giant LCD screens to theaters and actually have that poster, like, outside on the next to everything else.
So, on this other website, with all.
Batman.
It's actually a bigger list. It's 25 movies.
Oh, John Connor, why do you want to kill me? Why does a Terminator want to kill me? Because you will destroy Skynet.
Why do you want to kill me? Why do you want to kill me? Go ahead, sorry.
Okay. Okay, if you're like us, you'd watch Christian Bale paint a fence. So it should be no surprise.
I totally would.
Shirtless.
Oh.
But there has to be a mirror next to him so he can hold his head with one hand and point with the other while he's painting with neither of his hands.
Yeah. I don't know how that works. Yeah, no, brush tied to his dick. All right, sure.
Okay.
No, you just paint with your boner. One's all you need.
So it should be no surprise that if you exchange his paintbrush for an M4 assault rifle, and defense for robots from the future, and paint with bullets, we're so excited that we're coming up with weird metaphors about how we'd watch Christian Bale do anything.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
Yeah, no. I would totally watch him kill a hooker with a chainsaw.
You already have the
I could so many stop. Times.
There is nothing that I could do. Like, it could have been the birth of my child, and somebody could have been like, dude, they're playing American Psycho in the waiting room. And I'd be like, oh, peace.
I need to go. Sorry, honey, it's important.
I will drop anything to watch
you
kill.
No, because your wife will be like in labor, like, where are you going? I have to return some videotapes.
Just leave the delivery room. That's messed up.
Classy. Stay classy, San Diego.
That's messed
and
up.
And the little VCR, like, under the TV that it's playing on, like, the TV flashes, feed me a cat, and then you can... Never mind, I'm reaching.
You really are. I killed a homeless guy that had come in for surgery, though.
Reaching. Are you online, Joel? I was going to send you this link.
No, I don't want
it. He never is, because he's a fucking tool.
I don't want it. So, yeah, that looks fantastic. I don't care if there aren't any robots in it. I just want to see Christian Bale, like, shoot and blow up a dystopia. That's... I just want to admire him.
Do you have a man crush?
I do. He and...
I have a hetero man crush on him.
Is that a thing you can do?
I can't, and... Wait.
Are you allowed to do that?
Yeah.
No, it means...
Like a bro crush?
Yes.
Wait, hold on. I'm trying to think of what that means.
How do I... So can I have... So I can have a non-sexual girl crush on a female celebrity?
No, that doesn't work.
No, that only applies to...
Yeah, what?
No.
Why do you get to have your balls and eat it, too? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
it's because I chose this for myself.
Oh, that's true. You did make that rough decision.
No, you were born that way.
Mm-mm, I talked to Jesus. He does not agree. Man, oh, man. Yeah, Christian Bale and Ed Norton in certain movies are my man crushes of all time.
What was it where...
I'd watch the two of them fuck in a manly way.
Oh my god, no.
That'd be totally straight for me.
I don't ever want to see Ed Norton naked.
That'd be straight for me.
Do you remember that TV
what?
Series?
What
even with his Fight Club body?
No.
My god.
No. Do you see him in American History X?
Yeah.
Well,
he was hard to watch.
He was naked
in a couple of
scenes. I've never seen
that
entire movie.
It's really hard to watch.
That movie is tough to watch.
It is. But it's really good.
Do you remember the
curb?
Do you remember
at that point, you just can't.
Sorry.
You just click it off.
Do you remember the TV series on Comedy Central that had Edward Norton in it briefly? He's like the wife of, or he's like married to the wife of some random. He's like, I love you. He's like, but I'm married to.
What are you talking about?
To Edward Norton, and he just like comes out of the back, and he's like, oh, dude, you're wet, and he like rips off his shirt, and he's like, here you go. Just
what
take
is that
my shirt.
From? What?
I'm vaguely recalling this.
Oh, it was Stella.
Oh,
yeah.
Never mind.
Show was so good and so bad.
Yeah.
But mostly good.
Next thing on the list. Ever. Oh, last thing on the list is Up.
No, there's another page.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm all over
Up. Okay, Up.
I don't even know what it's about.
Guys,
it doesn't matter.
Why are we all over Up? Because
it's
Pixar.
It looks boring.
Five little letters. P-I-X-A-R.
It doesn't even matter. They've shown that they can make something awesome out of talking cars.
You need to watch. I think Cars is their worst film.
Cars
it's
is
still
their worst
still
film.
It's better than most movies. I know. It's still
you need
better
to watch
than everything else.
The making of the story of Pixar. It's streaming on Netflix. I guess you could get the DVD too. But
I think
it was
I've seen part
fascinating.
Of
it was absolutely. And it also proved to me that their success is not guaranteed.
Right.
They've taken so many risks with these last movies.
Yeah.
Nemo. And Cars. No, not Cars. Nemo and... God, maybe Wall-E? I don't remember. Two of their biggest... Oh, Nemo and Monsters, Inc. were done by first-time directors with no track record who had never directed
I've
a film.
Right.
Who, and the whole time, it
and
was like this close from disaster.
And they're both absolutely wonderful
movies.
But
it proves the point that if you have a good, solid working team... that most things are going to be accomplished.
I just don't get the story behind Up. Like, why is that appealing? That the guy's
hey,
it doesn't even matter.
Ratatouille.
Before?
Wouldn't make a whole lot of sense.
Hey, is it me or does it seem like Ratatouille is taking a back seat of really being one of their really good films, but, like, it doesn't seem to get as much regard?
Yeah, I get that.
It kind of got missed by the public, I think so, too.
Yeah.
I don't understand why, because I actually...
There were hardly any toys, there's not a lot of merchandise.
I think, honestly, it's the title was really hard to pronounce if you were just reading it and didn't know what it was, and I think people were really turned off by rats and
Ratatouille.
Yeah, I think people were really turned off by it being super French and being about rats in a kitchen.
Oh my god, I loved it so much.
And I thought it was way better
than
Cars.
Oh no, it was.
It was.
Cars has its moments, but overall, I cannot listen to Larry the Cable Guy.
No.
Without wanting to stab.
I can barely listen to like, fucking Broken Nose McGee.
Stabbing my eyeballs
I
out.
I like to race.
But that's the thing, though. They are still.
Cars, I think, was pretty much.
Watchable.
It's pretty much outstanding. It's the outstanding cast. Regardless if you like those guys or not. They fit the role that they've been
that
asked
is true.
To do.
Though I don't begrudge like, Larry the Cable Guy getting any work ever. They could have found someone
but
else.
He
to
was
do that.
A dirty also, but he tow truck. He was a dirty, gross tow truck.
He played that part well. And if you tried to force anybody else in that role to play the redneck, like dumbass,
they should have let
Ernest
me do it,
done it
and decapitate. He's dead. They I should know. Have decapitated Larry the Cable Guy instead of letting him be in that movie. Anyway. I was in Home Depot and this kid was wearing a Cars shirt with Lightning McQueen on it. And the guy checking them out, like, the dad was loading up a cart or something, and the guy checking them out is like, the kid's like six, and he's like shy.
Yeah.
He goes, hey, you like cars? And the kid's like, he goes, is that Speedy McQueen? You like Speedy? Speedy McQueen? And the kid's like, I like Mater. I like Mater. Toe Mater. I like Mater. And the kid's like,
oh my God, stop talking to me.
I just peed. And the dad goes, he's talking about Lightning, son. He's you like Lightning? Right. Tell the man you like Lightning so you shut the fuck up.
I like Lightning. I peed again.
There's a second page to this.
All right, next page. Transformers 2. No.
Oh, balls. I don't care.
Wrong.
I don't care. I will be there opening night.
Keep wrong going. Balls,
oh,
the
Josh.
End.
No. The movie's going to be retarded, but it's going to have giant robots doing cool things, and that's all that matters.
Mm-mm.
That's all that matters.
Didn't save the first one for me.
That's true.
I
that's
was
so true.
Really pissed off at the first one, but I still enjoyed
listen,
like 20
listen.
Minutes of it. We're awesome.
Listen, that equation makes sense, but I will tell you that in practice, we put this in, and I told my wife, hey, we're going to watch this. Giant robots doing shit. It's kind of like Blade, you know, vampires, let's watch it, you know, whatever. No, we found ourselves having conversations during the movie about
that's
other
fine.
Shit.
That's cool.
Like, oh, this
yeah.
is still on?
Oh,
you just kind of leave
wait,
it on,
I phased
the
out
problem.
Of that so many times.
Here's, like, here's the problem.
This is still on?
You did it wrong, okay?
Oh, I was sober?
You did not go to the theater. You were not in a darkened room full of excitable children. With,
whatever.
Like, the loudest sound system ever. So that whenever the robot punches the other robot in the face, you fucking feel it in your spine.
Whatever, dude. That movie sucked.
That movie
so
was terrible. That
know.
Movie was terrible, but there was, like, 20 minutes of just childhood glee.
I actually don't know anything about this movie. 2012? I know it's about the Mayan calendar ending and the world ending, but...
That's another Roland Emmerich end-of-the-world disaster
like
10,000
BC.
Sure. Fuck it, I'll watch it.
The day after tomorrow.
Kind of shit.
It's the guy that did Stargate. Stargate was the last thing he did that was actually good.
Man, that actual movie was good. I liked
it really
that a
was.
Lot.
That was always the premier movie to use to test your sound system.
Oh,
I would
yeah.
use Fifth Element.
Back when...
Stargate's a good one, too.
Stargate was a really good one, especially back in the VCR. Like, dude, I got a hi-fi VCR with, like,
check
two
it
channels.
Out. It's in stereo, bitches!
Yeah.
Quadraphonic hi-fi!
You calibrated your hi-fi system?
Based on
with, like,
Stargate.
The big silver... Wood plated like receiver with yeah. the giant knobs.
And it's got
you remember those ones that had the really good. There is something that modern technology needs to learn from that shit. Do you remember the big silver AM/FM hi-fi head unit that everyone's parents had? And when you would turn the knob to change radio stations, you would like turn it really hard and it would slide really slow. Did you ever have one of those?
Joel, you're talking about radio, wait. And I couldn't care less.
I'm talking about design aesthetics and
the way the one
no.
the one that did
what you were talking okay. about is the tactile feel of a heavy weighted volume
oh
knob.
Oh my god, it was so great!
Or tuning knob.
Yeah,
that it, actually there's weight to it, and the spin of your hand. There's so much weight, it will keep itself going
yes.
for a little bit.
And
no,
so
no,
you're
no,
like
no.
you're like, and then the knob would slowly like 97, 98, 99, 100, 101.
Yeah,
yeah. No.
My parents had one of those.
If
it was
you
pretty awesome.
If you're willing to pay lots of money, you can still have that today. They
no,
it still gets made, and but
yeah.
no.
Actually, there is a price gap that once you cross like $1,000 for a home stereo, it like goes to 20 before there's any noticeable difference, and then
right.
that shit's crazy. Crazy. It's like hand carved Brazilian wood speakers.
Are those speakers waxed?
Harry Potter,
really? Really?
And the Half Blood Prince is the next
yay!
One.
Yay!
Yeah, I mean that looks fantastic.
I'm really worried for it, actually.
Why?
I've heard
well,
seriously not good things about it.
Like
and
what?
I don't know. The last
like they
two
changed the ending.
What?
They removed things. They changed who did certain things.
Isn't it the one where Dumbledore dies?
Oh, are you that guy? Are you really that guy?
Spoilers for a book that's been out for 5 years?
I actually have never read any of the books.
Thank you.
So what? Everyone knows Dumbledore dies.
No, actually not everybody.
Dude.
Then those people...
I just caught up.
That's like saying that no one knows Darth Vader's Luke's father. Don't say it. It's been
that
25 years.
That was 25 years! Those movies already came out. The movie we're talking about hasn't come out yet.
The movie based on, like, the best-selling book of all time, sure.
The Bible? What? We're not talking about Ben-Hur?
I think The Ten Commandments is a better example of whatever movie based on the
Bible. It was
the
first thing that popped in my head.
Let my people go!
Yeah, but it didn't have that bitchin' chariot race in the middle.
Next. And I have no enthusiasm for this whatsoever, is G.I. Joe.
Oh, is that
what?
Coming
looks
out?
Terrible.
Are they making a live action?
Are you serious?
I'm totally serious.
Yeah, it's been all over the internet for like a year.
Have we talked about this before?
No.
No. Oh. But they've had kind of cool screenshots of some of the characters.
Yeah, Snake Eyes.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's about it.
Whatever.
The end.
I'll still see it.
It looks like it's going to be all costume, no movie. like
whatever.
Like, yay.
Carry on.
Avatar.
Yeah, fucking James Cameron. Give it to me.
I don't understand what that is.
You don't have to. All you have to do is go see it.
In the future...
All theaters are in 3D, and James Cameron is making that movie today.
If I remember this correctly... The only
Why
way
don't
to
you
live...
spoil this one?
No, it's the plot of the movie. The only way to...
Cameron
you're not
dies.
Supposed to know what a movie's about before you go see it? If I said it was a war movie?
I'm just giving you
it's
shit.
It's about like...
James Cameron dies in the end.
There's another planet, but the only way to live on it is to have your consciousness downloaded into an avatar, like an alien robot.
No, I've not heard about that at all.
And the CG is supposed to be phenomenal. Like the robot woman avatar... is supposed to be indistinguishable from reality, so...
Okay, well, that was just confusing, because I knew they were doing a live-action adaptation of...
It's not Avatar.
Avatar, the Airbender, the cartoon.
M. Night Shyamalan's doing that. James Cameron only makes a movie, like, every decade.
Well, now...
And they're typically good, right? I mean, he
What is this typically good? When did he make a bad movie?
No, that's what I'm asking. He hasn't made a really bad movie, has he?
A little roll back. Titanic. Abyss, Terminator 1 and 2.
No.
Piranha 2. Yeah.
He wrote Aliens.
That's right. And directed That's right. It.
But yeah, not the first one.
That was Ridley Scott.
Did you know that they postponed production of Aliens by like over a year because he wasn't available to write it? They were like ready to shoot and he's like, I'm not even going to be able to write it for like a year and a half. They're like, oh, we'll wait.
You know they use corn syrup to make the aliens look all goopy?
That's cool.
You know, that's
how I do
that's
it.
All I have.
You know they use tapioca for all the inside of the cyborg people.
Tapioca?
Really?
Yeah.
Man,
that's what the white shit ever is. It's just tapioca.
The funny thing about
that
Alien.
That must have been delicious.
Tastiest cyborg ever.
Thanks.
I bought the chocolate.
Elton Brown's like, let me show you how they do this. Yes.
I bought the chocolate pudding robot.
Like, you see the inside? They put a camera on the inside of the alien's head. He's like looking right into it.
Yeah.
Did you know during the filming of Aliens? Yeah.
The funniest thing in Alien is that, you know, they're limited by what they've got, effects-wise,
right.
What's available. And the part where she's bringing their droid back to life.
Yeah.
She's got
John Hurt.
His fake head.
Yeah.
And she puts it on a table and she's, like, trying to get it to turn on. And there's a very obvious camera cut, but it doesn't cut far enough away. So it actually looks almost like a jump cut. Like, we accidentally moved the camera when they should have, like, swung around to the other side or something. And then it's his head through a hole.
Sure,
and
yeah.
The head goes from, like, laying flat on the table and being wobbly to, like, straight up sticking through a hole. But then they can only film for as long as his mouth can be full of goo. So he's like, blah, 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 next cut, blah, blah, blah. Like someone's pouring cartons of tapioca and milk in his mouth.
Yeah, yeah, it's awesome. Blah, blah, blah.
But it's a good effect.
It's a delicious role to have.
It's weird when in the second one when they... Or actually, it was in the first one. When he's pulled apart, the inside of a cyborg was like a series of tubes and bladders. There's like no mechanics at all. It was an odd decision. But the other thing that
was
really
cool
funny,
when Bishop got ripped in half at the end of
two.
And
totally
that was,
was
just like, oh.
He was
man.
Like dryer hose, PVC pipe.
And that was pretty awesome. Sweet.
And
tapioca.
The funny thing about the change from that is, you know, the original Alien was a really tall African guy. He's like 7'3". And his
Jesus.
Arms were longer than they seemed to be, like they should be, and so that's why he was good for the... It was a dude in a suit. One alien, one
man
guy, one
suit.
Yeah, man in suit. The next one was a series of, like, waist-up animatronic puppets, you know, and then the mother, the queen.
Yeah.
And there maybe were somebody in the suit, but it was mostly animatronics.
They had six suits that they made that they used for the scenes where, like, when they look up through the ceiling vents and they see them crawling through the ceiling, those are all people in suits.
Yeah. Huh. But watch the whole movie of Aliens. There are very few full body shots. It's almost all like in the shadows, peeking around a corner,
and that's how it should be.
I know, that's what makes it great.
And this was, yeah, and that was my the point.
And
I
that's
to
why
get
when
to,
you see the full body one in Alien 3, and you're like, what?
Well, the point I wanted to get plus, to that was really is badly that combined. Whereas, let's say, even AVP has extremely more realistic animalistic movement and whatnot, it's not scary at all.
No,
and Alien and Aliens is like, they're in the shadows. They're in the smoke. Right. They're coming through the floor, and it's left to the imagination.
Yeah,
and you have to like get scared about it. And then the other ones is like, here they are. They move like reptiles, and they're
Yeah, it was pretty cool in Alien Resurrection whenever the kitchen was flooded and they were swimming. Though that was cool.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't remember. I've only seen that one once. I think it freaked me out.
It has problems. It has serious that's problems, weird. But there are parts of it that are good.
Yeah, the fact that Joss Whedon wrote it and then they destroyed it means it's enough to be scared of it.
There's a few jokes in there that are good.
Yeah, like when the alien's like, how do you know it's me? And then Ripley's like, because you're a dick.
I hate you.
Like, that's one joke.
No.
Stay down.
What happens to an alien when you hit it with lightning?
The same thing that happens to everything else.
That's great. Yeah, I hate you.
Douche.
Winds
obey my command! Just storm, shut the fuck up, and just make it windy.
Yeah, that really was kind of weak sauce.
Lightning flow through my vagina! Storm, just shock the guy. Jesus.
I was waiting for him to penetrate me first!
Whoa,
wow. Yikes.
She's the Black Widow.
Anyway. Whoa.
Did you know that that movie about the teeth vagina is like a serious movie, and that people actually think it's a really good movie?
I have heard that.
The reviews are like, no, this is not silly horror. This is a good movie.
I've heard about that, too, actually. I'm like,
it's a drama.
It's about a teeth with vagina teeth.
No, I thought it was supposed to be like a kind of a dark satire. Kind
it
of.
Is. It's like, I'm reclaiming my woman power because my vagina can bite your dick off.
Right. Her vagina spells woman with a Y.
What?
What?
It's a feminism thing.
Y.
Right.
Okay. I thought it was the beginning. Like, yeoman?
Is that
a semen thing? Like
what?
Never mind.
Oh, and then in that case, it wouldn't be.
Wow. What are we talking about?
Anyway,
next. Oh wait, Avatar. On. Was that the end of that list? How did we get there from Avatar?
Aliens.
It happens. I don't know.
Anyway, no. I have. Hold on.
Hey, just go.
I wanted to mention a list also that I saw, and one of the movies that's listed on there is called Bitch Slap, which looks.
Oh, that's going to be a part awesome. Of the movie.
Oh, actually, yeah, stupid. I want to see that.
So, yeah.
Yeah, bitch.
All it is a lot of girls with huge boobs slapping each other and shooting shit up. And that's all it is.
That does not sound good.
I know.
What are you talking about? I think that sounds good.
I don't like stuff like that. I don't know.
It looks fantastic.
Looks pretty good.
Oh, did you see
that? Oh, and Coraline is...
Did you see that Adam Savage from Mythbusters, like... tweeted me back.
Yes.
Wait, what? Whoa.
Eli has had one-to-one contact with Adam from Mythbusters that over
makes,
Twitter.
That I
makes,
hate you.
That makes me...
He's answering. Right now, he's not on Twitter. He's got a lot of followers, but not so many that he's not answering questions. So if you want your moment...
Okay, I don't care anymore. What did you ask and what did he reply?
Okay, so he's been posting like images from the set because I guess they're filming the new season. And he's like, here's a picture of Jamie talking about whatever. And I saw the picture... here, I'll send you the actual picture. I saw the picture, and it's immediately as when I saw it, I was like, I know what that is. And I IM'd him or tweeted him saying, did you guys work on Top Gun? Because in the background of this picture, those are the fucking planes from Top Gun. And I know this because I've seen the making of Top Gun like a billion times. And they talked about how when they made Top Gun... The Air Force was all over it because they were like, oh, it's going to be a great recruitment tool.
Oh, yeah.
And so they were like, yeah, fuck yeah, we'll help out. We'll help you fly jets. And then they were like, oh, we're going to have to blow up a jet because it's part of the story. And they're like, yeah,
no.
We're not going to do that.
No, that's not good.
So they made miniatures, like scale size miniatures. So they're probably about like this big of like the planes getting shot. They look really good. But I asked him. I was like, "Do you guys work on Top Gun? Because those planes in the background are from Top Gun. I clearly recognize those." And he said, "No, but that the predecessor to Jamie at Colossal Films did work on Top Gun, and he worked on the Right Stuff." And he said that a bunch of stuff is in the studio.
Nice.
I would fucking love to walk around that studio for a day, just see what's in that place. Because if you go to their online stuff, like the MythBusters online, they do little tours and this is where we film this, and this is where we do this, and we do. It's fucking like a super tight space. Like every inch of that place has shit everywhere.
Yeah.
There's like nowhere to basically film this thing. They're even lucky that they can film this thing at their studio. It's so cramped. It's awesome.
Hey, so here's good news. At least as of right now, the recorded episode is not showing up. So
excellent.
That bit may be lost forever. The video might be gone, or it's just
Hey, you know what? It'll be just like that one bit that I did. That was good. That one time. That is lost forever.
Yeah.
Anyway, what were you saying?
What? Oh no! I said it's funny you mentioned Top Gun because that came up today at work, but I can't talk about that on the show.
Thanks for
not doing anything useful at all.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, no, it's cool. I try. Pulling my own weight here.
Which is significant, so I appreciate it. I know. I thank you for your contribution. Okay. So we're done? Post show? Sure. Post show's over?
Sure.
Go, I think so.
Go do this Riff Tracks bullshit.
Yes.
What? We're going to do that right now?
Yes.
He said he's got it.
It's with me right now. Let's do this.
What are we watching?
It's Indy 4 Riff Tracks.
Which is the only way I'll watch it.
Oh, shit.
Because at least it'll be entertaining that way.
Why? Oh,
we should have bought some popcorn.
Oh, wait. I do have popcorn.
We have tons of popcorn here.
Oh, sweet.
We're about to venture off to see Indiana 4. Goodbye, America. I loved you. Not the same way that you loved me back. Goodbye, Incredible Hulk.
Goodbye, Iron Man.
Goodbye, Geronimo.
Goodbye.
Hurry enough!
Come and chill.